BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is your freak show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. On the line right now, we got our man Joe Coy, who is taking over Netflix right now. Man, Joe, what up?
What's up, man?
Dude, I'm so proud of you, man, with this Netflix special. This is, as a comedy fan, watching you go from, like, Seattle was incredible because that was going home, but this seems like, I might date myself, but Eddie Murphy Raw, like rock star, you with the glove, with the ring on the outside of the glove type thing. This is what
That's
I'm expecting.
So funny. Thank you, man. I wanted to wear a leather outfit too that night, but it was Hawaii. But literally, man, that's exactly what I wanted on that particular show. I was like, if I'm going to shoot a second one, it's got to be in an arena. And that's why I picked Hawaii, bro. It was nuts. 23,000 tickets I sold that night, man.
23,000 people. I mean, what was the capacity of Seattle, live in Seattle?
Seattle was 1,500 people.
Dog.
Wow.
I mean, the way y'all shot it, it made it look rock star instead. Like that, I mean, that's that new vibe where you got Kevin Hart selling out arenas, mm-hmm. you got you doing arenas. It's like that's a big look for comedy that wasn't the norm.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is when you shoot, like, Life from Seattle, I shot that at the Moore Theater. You know, the big laughters, you know what I mean? You got 1,500 people in there, but it's in a tight little area. So yeah. The laughter was loud. When you play that arena, if I wasn't funny, man, it was not funny. Mm-hmm. And it was, it didn't sound, you know what I mean? Like, you had to come with it. I could, there was no lag time. I couldn't, like, sit there and wait for a joke to get laughs. I had to get those laughs and I had to get them quick because if you didn't get any laughs, it sounded like the biggest, emptiest room you've ever performed in. So
you're talking 23,000 people. How many shows did you do?
I did a total of 4 shows. Each show is a little over 7,000 people.
That is a lot to sell out. And that stage presence with your huge name just in the background, it was super tall.
Yeah, where the hell y'all find? Did they build that in Hawaii? Where the hell y'all get those from?
Bro, those were mini houses. I swear to God, they had six Hawaiians living in those letters, man. We shipped those letters in from Hawaii. That's the thing about when you see that credit, executive producer, I want everyone to know that's exactly what it means, man. You sign every check. And so, one, I was performing, but two, I was also signing the check, man. And those letters were expensive, and I had to actually fly the guy in that built those letters from California to rebuild it in Hawaii.
Wow.
So just imagine the stress. They were like mini houses, man. I swear to God, if you would have looked at the skeleton behind those letters, man, it was just all stainless steel, and there were wires holding it down so it didn't fall on top of me during the show. It was pretty intense.
That would have been a buzzkill. Now wait, I got to ask you now.
Orlando, imagine if I was performing and then the letter K just landed on top of me like a cartoon. I mean, would have killed.
But you know what? It would, you would have went down in like infamy. You would have been out in comic history as the dude
Bro.
Who killed on stage, literally.
Yeah, he killed on stage. Days, he died that night. He gave his life to comedy, bro.
Now, I got to talk about Lil Joe because, like, you gave him the business on this one, and he's old enough to know.
About his business.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's old enough to know now. He's got to wear that at school. Do you feel bad?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
The kid has a sick car. That is completely paid for, and that's all due to him literally letting me document his life for the past 17 years on stage. And that joke, though, when he first said that to me, he was about 13, so I had to fix that joke because it was 2 years later after he said it. But I remember at first he was not happy about the joke, but then when he got around 15, he was like. Like, right before we shot it, he was like, Dad, you're going to do that joke, right? I go, yeah. He goes, are you going to close with it? I'm like, if you let me.
Please.
And he was like, yeah, man, do that joke, Dad. It's going to crush. So I got his blessings, man.
Oh,
so
that's cool. God. That is cool, supportive, man. I mean, because he's got status now. I mean, we've known him since a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no pun intended. Little, look. The kid's got good credit, I'm telling you. He's flossing right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now with his new car, so it's good to go, man.
Now, he's driving, too. I mean, got the car, got his swag on. I'm seeing his kick game is up. Like, I mean, are you looking at him like, yo, this kid is like, are you a little jealous of how he's growing up? Because you grew up a little bit rougher.
You know, exactly, man. And it's crazy because I talk about how the differences between these kids now, these millennials or Gen Xs, and how we are now when we were kids. And it, the thing is, parents are enjoying what these kids are going through as well. So it's kind of hard for us to bring them back to when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Because we're enjoying that iPhone as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one thing I loved about my son was he was the associate producer on this particular project. And I put him in the credit. If you read it, my son dressed me. My son picked 2 jokes. My son killed this song that I was originally supposed to walk out to. My son looked at me and goes, you're not walking out to that. You better find another song. That's why we picked Lil Wayne on this one.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had an original song, and my son was like, drop that. I don't know what you're walking out to.
But, oh, man, okay.
That's the one.
So he earned his credits.
Yeah, and then I had Huaraches on, so blue Huaraches. And my son was like, Dad, look at this crowd, man. He goes, this is huge, and this is going to the world, and you're going to wear Huaraches on stage? So we literally had to call a guy that owned some type of, like, a shoe store. It was called Truist. And we literally had to get those shoes sent to me. The ones I was rocking, I had the off-white Prestos.
Yeah, you had the off-whites on. I'm like, yo, look at him. Like, I mean, even those shoes are status, you know?
Yeah, my son called that. He was like, you better get them off-whites because that's what you have to wear on this particular special, Dad. He's like, the world's watching.
I'm looking at
that. You got a shoe game.
I'm looking at responses of just the clip that I put up of you and Joe, and it says, watch the other day. Oh, my God, I cried laughing. Somebody else said, I watched it twice already. Joe Coy, my ex-wife, is Filipino, so a lot of jokes I can relate to because of her mom. Bro, you are too funny. Like, all of this is what's going on. I mean, you got to feel good about that.
I love the fact, what I love the most, man, is I get the comments, like, from Ghana or from Australia or from the UK. And what I love about that is they don't care that my mom's Filipino. They're just like, hey, my mom's crazy.
Right.
And so is yours, and we can relate. And that's what I try and, that's what I'm trying to get with the special. It's like, yeah, my mom's Filipino, but we all have the same mom.
Yeah.
And that's why we relate. You know what I mean? And that's what I love the most about this special, man. People are just relating to the fact that my mom is crazy.
I love it. I love it. Your mom is a character. Joe's a character. Yes. And you tell them great. And I got to tell everybody, Netflix right now, coming in hot. It is they got to set some sort of record. They got to start charting this stuff. Because I think,
between
Monique stabbing you with a voodoo doll because she like, damn it, he got one too. Or whatever. I think Netflix is really saluting you and your efforts, brother. I appreciate it, man. And I really want. What?
I hate to interrupt you. I know we're live, but can I just say one thing before we go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Netflix didn't give me that special, bro. When you watch Live from Seattle, the very first one that I did before this one,
yeah,
they said no to me. They said no to me 3 times.
Wow.
They were like, no, we'll pass. I didn't tell you that, Orlando.
I didn't know they passed on Seattle. That was a big number.
Yeah, Live from Seattle, they said no to me 3 times. They're like, no, that's okay, we'll pass. And I kept asking her, but then finally I shot it myself. So Live from Seattle, I paid for that myself. Mm. That came out of my son's college fund. I funded it. I looked at my son. I'm like, hey, I'm cool. You don't want to go to school. We're good because I spent your college money anyway.
Wait, so you walked in and handed that to Netflix already completed?
I shot it. Yeah, I shot it myself, and I even edited it myself. And then and I handed it to Netflix, and then they bought it a week after I sent it in.
Wow.
So when you watch Live from Seattle, you can see me laughing on stage and all that. But in my head, I'm like, yo, not only am I broke, but the person I want to sell this to already said no. That was the stress I was going through. So I don't want anyone to ever think Netflix just gave it to me. They said no, just like they said to everybody else that year.
Yeah.
The only difference was I chose to spend my own money and make it myself.
You doubled down on your talent, dog. I love that story. That is amazing.
We need you back in Tampa, by the way, just to throw that in there.
Hey, he's got a woman. All right, listen.
I want to see him again.
Uh-huh. Stay off it. Stay away from her feet.
Those feet are classic. Crushing the game. You know how a picture should be? It should underneath your feet. It should say game, and it's just your foot crushing it.
Why are you blushing? Stop.
You got my toes on air. It was great.
Listen, Joe. I appreciate you checking in because I wanted everybody to make sure they hear from you on how this came together, and we'd all learn something about how you put the whole process together, man. But I'm proud of you because this is a hilarious special.
Thank you so much, man. You bless me every time, bro, and I'm glad this is the one that we get to talk about the most.
That's what's up, man.
30th year, baby. 30th year in comedy, man.
Still looking young,
that's
baby awesome. Boy. Still looking
Let's
young.
Go. That's Filipino, bro.
All right, Joe. I'll talk to you soon, man.
I love you guys. Thank you so much, Lando.
Later,
all right,
Joe.
Brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.